Chapter 32 At Vanity Fair. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2. In my dream I saw the men coming out of the wilderness. Right in front of them was a city with the name Vanity. In the city was a fair. It was a huge fair which lasted all year. There was much to do there. The city was full of anything and everything. It was filled to capacity. Yet the city was actually empty. Yes, emptier than empty. For nothing of the Lord was found there. There were many riches, but they had no value, for the Lord was not there. Everything which came into the city and everything which went through it was empty and remained empty. This is called vanity. The wise Solomon said it already, all is vanity. Did this fair exist for a long time already? Yes, for a very long time. It was built thousands of years ago. I will tell you something about it. About 6,000 years ago, there were a few travelers. They traveled to the celestial city, just like Christian and Faithful. At that time, devils existed too. They saw these travelers walking and noticed them coming to the city. Then they thought up an evil plan. Do you know what we will do? We will build a fair in that city. We will have one big market where everyone can buy and experience all kinds of things, a market which would last all year. And that was how that fair came into existence. You could buy and see anything, houses, gardens, businesses, and workplaces. There were large, beautiful pieces of land and kingdoms. There were also very expensive things, silver and gold. Besides that, there were pearls for sale. These pearls shone softly, but there were also beautiful, sparkling gems. There was much more, too much to mention. You could also become important there, for you could purchase names and titles. At that fair, you could do whatever you wanted, even things that were filthy and sinful. It did not matter what. In any case, there was enough to enjoy yourself. At the fair, you could see all kinds of people. There were women, men, and children, as well as bosses, masters, and servants. There was enough life in the city, but there was blood too. There were bodies and also souls. Do you know who were always at this fair? Liars, deceivers, and people who were faking, people who imitated others. There were people who acted crazy and tried to make everybody laugh. There they also danced and jumped. Crooks and thieves were walking around there too. Villains were found there who tried to kill other people. Furthermore, there were men who left their own wives. They took another woman and walked off with her. There were also women who walked with other men, even though they were already married. At the fair were people who swore easily by the name of God, only because they wanted other people to believe them. In the meantime, they just lied. If you took a close look at all those people, you could see they were all red, blood red. The fair was so big that the people divided it into sections. Each section was called a neighborhood. Each country had its own neighborhood. Thus there was an English, a French, an Italian, a Spanish, and a German neighborhood. They all had their own items for sale, and everywhere something special could be done. In one neighborhood it was busier than in another, but the Roman neighborhood was the busiest. It was filled with people who were looking for anything and everything. You could find people from all kinds of countries there. At this time, only few English people were walking around the Roman neighborhood. They did not like the Roman neighborhood very much. Thus, the way to the celestial city went through this city. It was a city with an enjoyable fair. The travelers to heaven had to pass through it. If they did not want to go through that vain city, they had to go out of the world, and that, of course, was impossible. Everybody had to go through it. Thus, Christian and faithful had to go through it also. Do you know who also went through this city? The King of Kings. He came from heaven. He came down to travel to his own land. So he too went through this city on a day that the fair was held. When he had to go through that city, a mighty devil approached him. He was the owner of the fair. "Buy something from my fair," he said. "If thou bowest before me once, thou mayest be the owner here." That mighty devil showed him the entire city. He showed him all the neighborhoods and all the kingdoms. He hoped that this blessed king would buy something at that vain fair. He tried everything he could to make him do it, but he was not successful. The king had no desire. He did not want to, and he could not do so either. He did not spend one penny on those vain things and left the city. Explanation. The fair is the sinful world through which we must go. The world is full of all kinds of things which draw us away from the Lord. That sinful world has not always been there. In paradise there was no fair. But then that terrible sin came. Adam and Eve listened to the devil's lies. They had to leave paradise. They ended up in a world full of sin. That sinful world still exists today. The devil does not want us to think of that first paradise. Therefore, he tries to make it look nicer and nicer here. Now there are many more things which Adam and Eve did not have then. The devil uses all kinds of things to control us. He wants us to be filled with this world. He wants our eyes to be full of seeing. Our ears must be full of hearing. Our fingers must feel. Our hands, our mouth, and our belly must be filled. Our body must feel good. Our feet must walk toward evil. Especially our heart must be so full of this world that there will be no more room for God. Then the devil has a great time. The world obeys the devil. The people are red from sin. Red is the color of guilt. Many people in this world do not feel their guilt anymore. They find sin something normal. Their heart is red with guilt, but they are not ashamed. When you feel ashamed, your cheeks turn red. Do you ever feel ashamed of your sin? The Lord Jesus traveled through this world too. How the devil tried to tempt him to sin. But the devil was not successful. He remained without sin. He is the only one. How we need him when we go through this world. How we need to fear and serve him. That is worth more than the most beautiful things on earth.